Only DJ Chinchilla.
The man is in the mood today.
Yes, he is. Ikea from Gwindiva.
Yeah.
Saying that he's really mastered his art. And I'm like, Chinchilla is a legend. It's been mastered, but thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Shout out to DJ Chinchilla once again.
Absolutely,
man. Thank you,
man.
So much. But when was the last time you heard this one, Shekhan?
I remember when I could go down without
with the knees
without my bones acting up.
Hold on. Wait for it. He's got a plan.
No way. Yeah. There was a time Shekhan could get down to all of the songs. Don't play.
Oh my goodness.
Good morning, my neighbor. How are you doing?
Good morning, Chinchilla. Good, man. How are you feeling?
I'm easy. Chilling.
Right? Chilling.
Yeah, bro.
That's what I'm talking about. Listen, DJ Chinchilla, Namibia versus Italy tomorrow.
Yeah.
Our opening game at the Rugby World Cup.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Puta?
Speaking it to an existence,
we're winning.
We're winning.
That's the spirit.
Yeah.
Love it. Yep.
Why not? Yeah, why not? Why not?
What do they have that we don't have?
Well,
besides maybe a lot of bitches. But yeah.
No,
the ball is round.
The ball is oval.
I think we have a good squad, actually, for the most part.
We have a good squad.
We
stand a chance. Very good chance.
Now, Shekhan, we've got a commentator here that works with the Kuruza Rugby Club that agrees with DJ Chinchilla. And he's going to contextualize it for us properly why the rugby world in Namibia feels that just maybe, this is our time. It's our chance, Baba. It's our chance. Let's have a listen. Abudi Joe Blom.
NSK, good morning, Joe Blom here. Tomorrow, our boys is going to do battle against Italy, their first game for the World Cup. Super, super excited. The last time these two teams met, there was a try fest. Italy scored 7 tries and Namibia scored 3 magnificent tries. One of them was scored by Davian Stevens, a move they ran almost half of the field. And the other one was, and one of the tries also was scored by, that time it was really one of the youngsters in the squad, Chad Platu. Unfortunately, he's not part of the squad now. He missed out due to injury. He picked up the last game against the Bulls. But Namibia has got some very, very good guys that can do battle against Italy tomorrow. I think NSK, the game is going to be controlled up front because the Italians have got big, big forwards. So they will definitely try and control the game there. And we will need guys like Vian Conradi, Juan Retief. And one of the standout performers for me for Namibia this season, and He was in the Australian League playing for the Western Force. I followed him, was Richard Hardwick. I think he's going to have a great, great game. He was one of the best forwards in Australia this last season. And I can't wait to see what he's going to bring to the table for the national team. One of our reserves also is the captain for the Mzansi Challenge Cup team, was Prince. I think when he's going to take the field, he's also going to make a big difference.
Prince,
strong physical player, and that's just what we need against Italy. I think at the back we have the seasoned veteran. He never disappoints when he's on the field, JC Greiling. If that guy gets the ball in hand, I think he can do, he can really hurt you. And then we have the youngsters, Gershwin Maton, and number 15, Divan Rousseau. I can't wait to see what that exciting player is gonna produce for us on the field. But NSK, Italy, the last game was against Japan, and they beat them convincingly. I think the score was 47-21, and we all know what Japan did a couple of World Cups ago with the mighty Springboks. So, for me, I want to give it to Namibia, but I can't decide with my heart. I have to be realistic, and I have to give this one to Italy. Merely the fact is that they are more experienced, and they are more professional than our players. We have a few professionals in our midst, but I think Italy is really, really more professional. But what our guys are doing, what Alistair is achieving with the guys is phenomenal. And I think our guys will give a very, very good account of themselves tomorrow against Italy. In fact, this whole World Cup, I think we definitely will have our first win in the history of Namibia in this World Cup. But for tomorrow, I have to give it to Italy. But I am not writing off our boys. They might just pull out a surprise and beat the mighty Azzurri. What a day it will be for Namibia. But for now, NSK, I have to give it to Italy. But I know our boys will have a great game. And good luck to the boys also tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Abudi Joe Blom.
Yeah, I agree.
He made some convincing points, isn't it?
Some convincing points. Mm. You know what? Most of the squad from Italy definitely do play professional, but most of them play together a lot. And our boys don't really do that a lot. You know,
especially our international players.
Our international players and so forth. But it's completely fine. I do feel that we might not take this one, but I also do feel that we're going to put up a great fight. And should we actually lose, that it's not going to be because of it's not going to be a significant difference in points. That's my take on
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Shekwan. Thank you so much, Abudi. Joe Blom, he tells me that he made a trip to South Africa and he's going to enjoy the game from that side, but he should be back next week, apparently.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. We do have a couple of people who are actually asking where they can screen it. If you go to the FNCC, Franco Namibia Cultural Center. They're screening on Saturday. Go out there, wear our national colors, and just support the boys, man. They deserve it.
Thank you so much, Shekwan. We will continue with DJ Chinchilla right after this.
Get ready for the Ultimate Music Showdown.